Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Paige.
Hi, Paige.
And we begin with a term that you may have seen on TikTok already, a boyfriend glow up.
Glow up?
Yes. Oh.
I thought you were going to say farting.
I thought you were going to say glow job.
All of the above.
Yeah. Give me a glowy.
So what is this we're all talking about?
Dude, well, some estheticians should offer glow jobs. Like they will make your You will make your face glow and beam when you walk into a room.
How about
a glow job?
I'll give you a facial.
Hang on now.
All right.
I think you read my line. I think it's why don't salons have the hair force or the hair port? There's none of those anywhere.
Because people want to do one word names misspelled, you know, like can't think of a good example without offending local businesses. It's okay. You know, it's like one word. Nobody can be like, again, say what you will about strip clubs, but there used to be one. It's still there, but it's across from an airport. And the name of it was the Landing Strip. And
that was
beautiful.
Genius.
It was not only because it had the word strip in it, it's like reverting to the way pubic hairstyle
exactly.
could be.
That's what I was thinking.
It was everything. And now it's just got to be, you know, nothing against anybody, but I'm going to go in there and look at naked women and drink. I don't want the name of the bar to make me feel bad about drinking too much.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the, you know.
You're going to have businesses now try to coordinate each other off of names.
Yeah, name the strip club Bush.
You'll have a nursery right beside it.
Right.
Name it Vaginas.
Or just put the symbol for women, you know, on there.
I forget which one that is.
I don't know either, man. It's crazy. I was trying to think. Is it the
plus sign down or up?
That's an upside down cross. I don't like that.
All right, say whatever.
My cross is up.
You have the
Spurs
arrow.
Up, cross up.
Boys have the arrow and...
If you have a butcher shop called Meat
plus
Flaps.
Sign. So these boyfriend glow-ups are trending on TikTok. Basically, women are bragging about how much they've improved their guy's style. And if I try to do a glow for anybody, they're not going to like what I'm doing.
Because you're going to make them look like...
women.
Yeah. Like you want to like a butch woman. Can I say that? I don't know if that's still cool. You're going
to
make...
You ever have your wife try to buy you pants?
And it's God, they don't make them that big. Not for the price I want to pay. I don't think you should pay more than $20 for a pair of jeans.
Oh.
Now, if I got to go buy them, it's probably going to be double at least.
Oh, God. Dude, did you see Brock Lesnar the other night?
No. Is he back already?
Yeah. He went and freaking F5'd, I don't want to say because you didn't see it. I'll tell you the truth. Ron Killings. And
truth loves.
But he split the back of his pants out, like literally, his ass was out on live television, like blew it ahead on blue underwears.
Which is a surprise because I imagine he wears Wranglers and they got a lot of like ballroom. In
these look like some kind of like, you know, designer denim. I don't know what designer denim means anymore.
Well, those Wranglers got more ballroom than a 5-star hotel. I'm telling
you. Is it still seven for all mankind? Mm. It is.
So these glow ups make these
got
guys
that Balenciaga.
These guys
Balenciaga
looking like
Valencia.
They're
the Vigari
out of a page of GQ.
I didn't even say anything.
GQ, you too.
I bit my tongue when you said the mayor of South Carolina earlier.
Dude, I know. I did too. You said the mayor of South Carolina. I was like, the mayor. GQ. And now you're talking about, hey, you know what? FQ. Okay.
GQ.
No.
So the most common changes are new haircuts, cooler clothes, and tidier facial hair, which, oh yes. My gosh. Some people have the messiest, ugliest beards ever.
Yeah, but if you, I saw a guy who was too manicured. I'm like, how much time do you spend going over the beard, the mustache? Like, too much. Like, it's got to look a little messy, right? I got hairs.
Is this a damn intervention we're having right now?
No, like, you, none of it, not like what I'm talking about.
My stuff's good.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about dudes who, like, pinpoint, like, to a T. How the mustache looks, everything has to be lined up.
Because a lot of them are crooked.
I got hairs off to the side, like they're still part of the beard, but like you're so close to the mustache that you can't really cut it. Because you'll cut into the mustache.
Are crooked.
I always tell my girl, I'm like, just take it off the lip. Yeah.
Oh, did they go around the top, the upper lip with the shears?
Like no, I was talking about the one I get my waxing done from.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. Of course, no, yes, with the shears.
We do not do anything
catch
like
the,
that.
Right across the top of the lip, because there's nothing worse than kissing somebody or just realize you're eating, and you're like, oh, it's my hair in there.
Oh, do you have to do it with a straight razor, like across the lip?
I don't ask the sexual preference.
You can always leave a little bit of food and have snacks later.
The flavor saver, that doesn't mean for food.
Nor does the womb broom.
You know, when you're looking at a guy and he's chewing on the hair on his face.
Oh, yeah. Wish you were chewing on his.
So gross.
Wish he was chewing on yours.
Let me chew your hair.
Oh, that's a country song. I saw the hair on his face. I wish he was chewing on mine.
Do you think... No, that'd be
that
awful to say.
That is not attractive.
I just had a Crystal Gale joke in my head. It's like, you know...
Oh, see, you pulled back. A lot of people go straight to social media with it, and you know.
I'm going to do that. I'm not going to sit and blow it on the show. I'm going to put it on X. No, I'm not. I don't. I'm resisting X right now, man. I'm telling you, I don't. Say what you will about freedom of speech and this, that, or the other. But boy, tell me that they don't spoon feed hatred to you.
That or explicit videos.
I don't mind those, but.
I shouldn't know if Bonnie Blue is touring Europe in a bus right now with a bunch of dudes. I shouldn't be seeing that stuff.
Thanks for telling us.
But they always expose you to it.
Is she driving?
No.
Who's pushing?
Everybody. Oh, everybody you can imagine.
Yeah, I'm
not done.
Why don't we, like, see, there again. Everything's this, that, or the other. I was going to say, like.
Why don't?
Well, you know, like, with this, you had the Me Too movement. But then you have a woman who is now chasing a record for most sex with the most men at one time. Like, you would think a women's group would go to her and say, girl, what are you doing to us? You setting us back.
Like, you have to try to break this every week.
I mean, it's – but then again, it's also like, well, it goes back to the earlier thing. Everybody's different. And what kind of awful world would it be if everybody's exactly the same? It'd suck.
But the Me Too movement was kind of opening up the dialogue of people that have been wronged.
For sure.
And these people that weren't comfortable talking about it before, they can say that it happened to them. And yeah, there are lines that were crossed that people shouldn't have even accosted some guys on some of the things that happened.
Then it backfired to where all you needed was an allegation to ruin somebody.
Mm-hmm. But there were people that were raped and hurt, and they didn't have the platform or felt comfortable about talking about it. So that was something good as far as people exploiting themselves. It's their body. They can do whatever the hell they want with it.
Yeah, I don't know what it...
You're talking too much today.
I don't know what it would do personally.
Well, you're an ass. You just are.
That's your right to say that.
I'm done.
That's your right to say that.
But the correlation between the two, they're totally different.
Right. See, that's the thing. I'm not sitting on here as like a pundit or whatever. I'm making like pointing out little funny things. And, I, you know, that's not to piss on the Me Too movement or anything like that. It's just to kind of like, you know, one of them said, we need to talk to that girl. Like, they're making records out of this now, you know. But again, that's just pointing out funny. Slap me on the wrist right now, please. Do it.
I don't feel like it.
Come on.
Get a break.
Damn.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Go.
This is a group called Iron Horse.
I like this.
Lonely out. You know, if you're driving, it just made you go a little faster, that little part right there. It wouldn't me.
Especially if you're on a bicycle.
Oh, yeah. You're driving like crazy. Oh, I got to get to school. School just started. It's 8:30.
If you're on a unicycle.
Oh, that's going to be worse.
Me long, long time.
You're hitting a bump on a unicycle. Ooh.
It's a bump.
It's a speed bump. You're like, well, you're losing that.
You stop for him like a bus if you're on a bicycle?
You try to ollie over it, I bet. It's like... mule that seat for a couple minutes and do like a big old Kegel pump.
Pop
over the speed bump on the unicycle.
Kegels?
Okay.
You don't want to get too good at those.
You know, this text right here that I'm about to read is so deeper than the person even realized when they sent it. They said, today might be the day to not take any calls.
Why?
Think about what you just said.
I love that people want to call in and have an opinion, you know.
And like the one guy, he kind of totally disagreed with us, but like it didn't end with, give out his phone number right now. Today might be the day not take calls. So that silence everyone or discourage thought?
Take all opinions. Some people love good conversation. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Fat, well, you spoke to these people. Why don't you, you know, once again, they're all anonymous. And I feel like from now on, everyone on the show will be anonymous. I'd like to change my name to Anonymous Man right now.
Yeah.
All right. I would. Anonymous Boy. And
I don't know if you're going to believe
it. There's only one page.
There is only one.
Yeah. I'm not going to believe what?
I don't know if you're going to believe what she wants to talk about.
Oh, gee, I wonder. Yeah. But that's fine. Good morning, anonymous female.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me get on with y'all.
Oh, yeah. You're very welcome. Hold on a minute. Let me get into... I have kind to get a
shift gears a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, why? No, we're not talking about that?
No, it's not about that.
Okay. Well, good. Sorry, I didn't see your note. It says you're in a little bit of a bind right now. What? Tell us about the bind. What is going on? And good morning to you as well, if you said that. I think you did. Sorry, my goose is cooked. I'm just like... One thing I might not do the rest of the show is read text, because those are just... biting.
They're going to put you in a way.
Yeah, they do. But I'm not going to say I'm not, because people won't then. So, I'm glad you called, though. You're doing all right. You're laughing a little bit, so hopefully that's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just a little nervous even talking about this out loud, but I don't know. I figured maybe somebody's been through something similar. I don't know.
All right. What is it? Lay it out. What's going on?
Okay, well, I heard the guys call the other day where he and his wife's savings to buy Georgia football tickets because she was really saving for a boob job.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard that. Had a similar somewhat. And I don't know, I thought I'd call to run by my situation.
Well, you know what's crazy about that is, that guy was happy about his tickets. We still don't know, though, if he ever told his wife about what happened.
I can't get him.
But you've what happened? Did you take his man cave money to go back to 30? I mean, what'd you do? Something similar going on with you?
Yeah, close, but okay. So a little while back, I told my parents I wanted to get LASIK eye surgery, and I've had trouble seeing for like the last few years, and I've always been dealt with glasses, contacts, whatever. So I told him I was ready to finally fix it.
Yeah. Mm. And God, you know what? I know two or three people that had that done. That is rough, rough surgery. Because the worst part of it, like we take this another thing you take for granted, like the natural gloss of your eyes. Like your eyes can't get wet for like 2 weeks. And then
like you gotta hold them open.
They all say it's worth it. You gotta do it. So yeah, they say it's all worth it afterwards. They swear by it.
Yeah, I've heard stories too, and I told them, and they were all for it. I told them it was expensive, and they ended up giving me half of the money because I told them I already had the other half saved for the surgery.
Half?
Wow, that's great.
I mean, it's good. They could pony up the money for you, but I'm sure it's like thousands of bucks, probably.
It's really a lot of money, but... Here's the problem. LASIK was never the plan. I actually was saving for a boob job.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
I'm in my mind thinking, what is similar to that? So, wow. So you told them that it was for your eyes, which oddly enough, when you get your boobs, are like, my eyes are up here. But you're planning on putting that money into your, your chest, for lack of a better term.
Exactly. And at the time, I thought I could just do it and maybe they'd never really know. But now I'm having
come
second
on.
Thought.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Mom would notice before dad. Let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The way women know, I mean, no offense to women out there. I don't want to divide us further.
You would know.
Like, well, why?
I mean, I don't know. If my dad found out I spent their money on fake boobs, I really think he'd never talk to me again.
Wow. He's that old school about it?
Totally. I know he would be awkward around me knowing that I had that done. Plus, he's like worked hard for everything he's ever had, and he's proud of that. So in his mind, using his money for something cosmetic and lying about it, that would just, I don't know, that would just probably cut deep.
How would you, again, I'm not going to ask. You brought your boobs up, not me, but I'm not going to ask what sizes we're going to, but how would you hide that? You can't walk in with a brand new chest and... think no one's going to notice, right?
I know, and that's what's killing me. There's no hiding it. I'd be walking around with it right in front of him, and I'd feel guilty every time he looked at me.
God, I want to ask you something so personal but I'm not going to.
I did too. I thought of like a side question. You wouldn't even have to go that much bigger. I mean, people are going to notice, but if you have like a, you know, But they're going to notice because you have like a new glow, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah, it goes back to earlier, like the glow jobs.
Like an excitement.
Boyfriend glowing or whatever you called it.
How many sizes are you going up?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Maybe I wanted to go, honestly, like a couple sizes up if I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. And then I've got this boyfriend.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay. All right. I was going to ask okay. if there's a, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's been he knows that I've been planning on it, and he's already been hyping it up. Like, at this point, I feel like he might be more excited than I am. So now I'm wondering if I'm even doing this for myself, or if I'm just doing it for him, and now I, like, don't want to disappoint him. I don't know.
What a mess.
There's so many different things here, and I have to be respectful. Like, you know, I want to ask you how big your mom's boobs are. Then you got your dad on one side who... It sounds like you're saying you might flip out. You
probably.
Got your boyfriend on the other side. Who knows if this is a forever kind of thing, if he's going to put that ring on it one day. But, you know, and the boyfriend's expecting this. So you're literally right in the middle. And now you don't know if you really want him.
And you still have to go under the knife and have surgery. So you it's need.
They do them in your belly button.
Now. They airdrop them.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You still got to recover.
They took my tonsils out with Wi-Fi.
I'm just in this middle feeling guilty. I even thought, like, I don't know if I should just give the money back and no questions asked, or do I tell the truth and risk, like, blowing all of this up, or do I just go through with it, keep quiet, and hope they never find out?
How much wiggle room do you have? You see him a lot?
That's a personal question.
Like, is there any way you could pull this off in any kind of time frame? You see him every day, like, you know, that type of situation.
Yeah, no, I don't see them every day, but I'm planning to see them pretty soon, actually. I'm flying out to visit them in a couple weeks.
I could tell you one from around here. I could just, you know, I could just, I see. Go ahead. You're going to see them soon.
That's why this has been eating at me. Should I just say it to their face then, or will that make things worse?
I think honesty is always the best policy with your parents.
Well, I mean, she's also, you got to think, karma too. Like, I don't know if you really have problems with your eyes or if that's something you made up, but either way, like,
careful.
That's a big weight on your shoulders right now. No, I mean, that's not any pun intended. It'd be more on your chest.
I would give the money back to your parents and have your boyfriend pay for your boobs.
Wow. It's not a bad idea.
Come on, but what if, what if there again, I know that, you know, your boyfriend seems like Mr. Forever right now, but, like, think about that. If he paid for them and then you're kind of thinking maybe they're for him and then y'all break up. I mean, you go think about, like, them's his boobs.
She can't
that's
get
weird.
The boobs back.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like.
Yours now.
You probably laying there. I don't know if you live with him or not, but that's probably got to keep you up at night. I would
true.
Assume.
No, it is keeping me up at night, honestly. I just don't want to disappoint anyone on either side, and I feel like I already have.
I mean, somebody's not going to be happy about it, but your boyfriend's going to be mad for the wrong reasons. So, I mean, you probably got his hopes up a little.
Yeah, how did that, like, come up? I mean, did he, like, you know, it's this weird thing where, you know, he liked you when you first got together, and I'm sure probably but by now you two have seen each other nude, maybe have laid down together and made love a lot. Maybe you had an extra partner involved like Paige does.
Time.
I don't know, but whatever the case may be.
All the time.
Like, did you feel this need for them, or did he say, boy, you know, I'd really like more to grab up there or something?
See, that would hurt my feelings.
I initially brought it up, but then he really was way more into it than I thought. So I'm like, whoa, okay.
That's what made the dam break. You're supposed to put your finger in the dike.
Here's my question. I don't want to, I'm sorry to put this visual in your head, but you know how, like, when girls get boobs, other girls want to, like, see them and touch them. Like, is your mom going to kind of want to do the same thing?
No.
You know how.
Maybe. I think that, honestly, maybe. Probably.
Anonymous, can I ask you that question I wanted to ask you earlier that I shied away from?
What?
Oh, juicy.
That's not a yes or no.
Ones.
That's not a yes or no. That's a what?
Mine was perverted.
So the question is,
what was it?
Okay. Two questions. Are you a are you an only child, or do you have a sister? And then what is your mother very ample up there?
Oh, I was wondering that.
I am an only child, and I would say a little, like, pretty ample. Yeah, that just didn't get passed down to me.
See, when I hear ample, it tells me, like, a big B, small C.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would say probably more C, close to D.
Whoa, gosh.
That's hard to tell these days.
That's what is ample? I know. Like, a B perfect. Is an A now, and they don't give Fs anymore in school.
No.
But if you watch the news, I disagree.
I wish I was her. You should keep what you have naturally.
No, you don't.
Hurt.
Look, Anonymous Paige is stacked. She's got, like, some whoppers.
I mean, just be happy with what God gave you.
But she's had him her whole life, and she hates him. They kept her from being a ballerina.
But, well, that's true. But she also, I think, says that in a way of, I'm not showing off, like, to women that see them and covet her big breasts. She's like, look, I don't even want
them. I think she looks at him in the mirror and is like, oh, my God, look at these.
Like, oh, my God, no.
Look at these big jacks.
And for you saying that that women always want to look at other people's breasts.
If they get them,
I have never asked a friend of mine, because I have friends that have had implants or whatever put in, and I've never asked them. Oh, I want to see it,
because you know it's not going to top what you got going on,
dude. We've
that was
had
so weird.
We've had events where the husband will say,
yeah,
"I remember strange. One specific that fat boy was there, which is rare," and. Yep. The guy says, my wife just got her boobs done. And like, that's cool. Because he's talking about his wife. He's like, come here, Carla. I made up the name. Come here, Carla. You want to touch him? That's what he said to us.
Yep.
And so,
we're in a restaurant style bar or whatever.
No,
he's like, y'all want to touch him?
What are we supposed to say? No?
You were supposed to say, I don't want to touch your wife's
breast. She didn't
say
a word. She just went like,
okay.
I'm like, I ain't touching your.
So
this is
weird.
A trap.
But
it's
a
trap.
In all honesty,
I made her take my hand and put them on there.
C cups, they look the best in clothes, so you should be happy with what you have.
Oh, Lord. Well,
just so let it stop here. The boyfriend's going to come at you and say, you know what? I think you might want to get this done and that done and that done.
Yeah, like, is there anything about him you'd like to change? I mean, is he ample? You know?
He's ample.
Not going to get implants.
You say that until you break up with him. Then you're going to say, everybody, oh, he's a little tiny.
He can get,
he wasn't wide enough.
You know that rule.
Exactly.
He can get calf and pec implants, make him really big, too. I mean,
true.
Yeah. All right. Interesting question. Now, will you do this? Well, you said a couple of weeks. You give us a call back and let us know what happened? Or will we never hear from you again?
I don't be like that.
Come on.
I can let you know.
Okay. All right. There
I want to know.
All right. I screenshot your phone number too. And if you don't call back, I'll give it out to the public.
We will. And we'll say you said something bad on
Facebook.
And
we'll get you doxxed.
Oh my God.
That's right. Okay. That's
we'll
the new rule.
We'll put a fake post up.
All right. No, just kidding. For real, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in with that. You have a great morning, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I was joking about what I said about not being from here. You got good taste. You listen to us. That's
I wish you the best.
All right. God bless.
All right. We'll call you a midgetist.
Peace.
All mine.
We're out.
We'll get people to come after you.
You
won't call us back.
You're so bad.
We'll tell people you got a bad boob job. You got inverted. That's how bad it was.
Inverted nipples?
The inverted boobs.
You see that text right there?
Oh, no.
If a girl that I went to high school with has a GoFundMe set up right now. She says that getting a boob job would save her life. She doesn't... change her life, pardon. She just doesn't have the money to get. Yeah.
Somebody
so
is
get
gonna,
out and get a more, get a job where you can raise, like, where you gonna get?
She don't have to now.
I know.
That's the thing that sucks about that is, like, there will be three or four dudes that will somehow come together and get her to that done.
They'll straight up pay for it. You can have an OnlyFans of, like, what it was before, what it is now, what it's going to be after.
She can get it all done. She can get the fat put in her butt and have new boobs and
puff.
Whatever.
You get him excited. You say put the fat in the butt.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I want to see if this is the original before I say anything. Because there's been some plum awful versions of this made. Okay.
Well, you think it's going to be Trent? Trent's a good one.
Who?
Travis Tritt.
Oh, no. Travis Tritt's version is good.
His version is the one that got the band back together.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Vince Gill got them back together.
No, they did the country covers. Travis Tritt did Take It Easy. It was the first time the band had been together in a video. There was such demand for it. Then that's when they started the Hell Freezes Over tour.
I was sitting here.
Just made a lot of money.
Talking about beefs and disagreements and all this stuff. I'm sitting here realizing that we're seeing the unfolding of East Coast, West Coast rap again with Gavin Adcock and Zach Bryan. I mean, good gracious.
I don't know. Yeah, I saw a lot of people talk. I don't know who either one of them are, to be honest with you.
Oh,
I saw a lot of people talk about it.
I know Zach Bryan because of my daughter, but when she told me about him, I like a lot of his music. I don't know. I know one song by Gavin Adcock, but it's like, dude jumped over a fence with barbed wire on top of it to go get a hold of that boy.
I saw a lot of people were taking his side because he actually crawled the fence.
What's the argument, though?
I don't know, but some people were saying the Adcock guy was like talking some stuff online. And like, you know, they called him a keyboard warrior, whatever they call him, you know. Talking junk to him.
See,
and he self-admittedly got him riled up, he said, but he didn't know he was going to crawl the fence.
That's one of the most disrespectful things you can say about your fans or your listeners or your viewers or whatever is keyboard warriors, because what else are they supposed to do? They don't have the TV show. Like they're now, if they're talking about the bots and all that bull crap, then yeah, I get that. I'm going to ask. Okay. Okay. Yeah, see, I still don't really know what the altercation's about. That's just, I'll tell you something. It just reminds me of, like, I don't know that he ever did. I feel like you, like George Jones or Waylon Jennings or somebody probably jumped a fence to get a hold of somebody.
Let's see if I can.
David Allen Coe. He would have got stuck, though. He's a shorter guy. Still is. He's still alive. Still with us. I don't think Hank Jr. could have jumped the fence at this point.
I'm gonna have to look it up because I want to see what it's about too.
Is that the Born and Raised Festival? But it's like, again, maybe it's a distraction.
Might be, but it seems like these two got like legit beef. That was the biggest music news over the weekend for sure. People followed that.
I heard that it was.
Because he's got a history, right, of fighting.
I heard it was Hardy. Or that was the biggest. Hardy news. I tell you what, between. And what a good time to, I mean, it's always been a good time, I think, to live in the upstate. But, boy, when you got your choices between freaking Jackal or Hardy, what are you going to do? And I didn't make it to either one, but that's because I couldn't decide.
Gavin Adcock called him. he put on his social media, when you get death threats from Sack crying, that's what he called him.
Ooh, Sack.
Before you headline in his hometown. He says, eat a Snickers, bro.
Dude, your last name's Adcock, and you're going to call somebody Sack? I mean, good Lord. Well, you got issues with Cody Stings?
Browser is Adcock. Brian had been at the festival all day. Brian allegedly asked around, where's Gavin, to other artists and guests, acting hostile, flipping people off. Adcock says he didn't engage physically because he had an important show that night. Said he intentionally stirred things up enough so Brian would, you know, crawl the fence.
Yeah.
I don't know if they fought after that. I don't think they did. I think Adcock had security.
I'm reading this on Fox News. They edit this. They say, he kept saying, where is Gavin? Why is he treating one like dog SH asterisk T? What do they mean? Flipping them birds and just saying D-E-bag stuff. Diggy bag. I mean, what's it mean? I don't know.
And so, I think one of them wouldn't give a fan an autograph and acted like a jerk. That was the beginning of their little quarrel.
I'll be honest with you. That kind of stuff I enjoy. I mean, I do. I think, like, I enjoy seeing that side of...
Yeah.
I mean, I do. Like, well, look, you jump the fence and... Nobody, you see more fighting in a good NASCAR race sometimes.
Yeah, you really do, especially, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, come on.
And then, you know, again, the last two.
They'll let them fight at least.
The last two Swamp Rabbit games that I went to, guys, there was no fights.
There weren't. We don't have.
And I was like,
come on, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And we had TJ Reynolds. He was the goon. I mean, he was the leader on the team, but he was the guy that was going to fight.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Chris Jericho was going to be the goon. He turned it down.
I got thrown out for throwing my teddy bear out on the stage. It was the wrong day.
You got the nights mixed up.
Yeah. Did you pound on the glass?
No, I didn't have seats that close.
He didn't have chug a puck. He did suck a puck. You're like, this is too graphic.
Yeah, I know. It was like, the worst.
That's so funny.
Oh, God bless. I know. Puka Nacua showed up. He was really... He's a football player.
What a name.
Yeah, Puka Nacua. Yeah,
I love it.
Yesterday.
Yeah, wow. He's not related to Hakuna Matata.
That's what I was thinking. Hakuna Matata.
Really? Still another funny the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.